But I need something to test it. All right, let's call the city council. City council meeting for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019 to order. Invitation by Jonathan Langston, director of Spectacular Photo, followed by public meetings.
Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank and praise you for this opportunity to live and to work in your risen glory. And Lord, tonight, we would miss the mark if we first didn't tell you thank you for the life of Bill Silvers. Lord, the honor that you have brought this city, the impact in this city that will be felt for years to come, and is felt tonight, even in this room with generational presence, Lord. We thank you and give you the glory for that life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful changes that are happening in our community. Over 800 students in three new schools. Over 350 students in after-school programs, Lord. Lord, we pray for peace and understanding as we work through these new challenges. Lord, we thank you for the leadership of our city and all of our citizens that have bought into this vision and understand and work forward to get this new program and all these civic activities where they need to go. Lord, we pray for your presence here tonight and direction for our mayor and our city council. It's in your son's most holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John.
Councilmember Jeff Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Jerry Goss?
Here.
Councilmember Annette Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Johnny Costa?
Here.
And Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Pennington?
Here. I'm going to take the motion to consider tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items. The first being approval of a liquor license for FOSS. Second, a resolution authorizing a professional services agreement with Dunn and Associates PC. The third, a resolution of adopting a transportation plan. And the fourth, during the first reading of the CBD ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, and committee of the whole 7-16-19. And no objections, we the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections to the minutes stand approved as written. Announcements. First of them, October 1st, is that the first Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, October 1st, we'll have a town hall meeting. Transportation, frustrations, growth, and pretty much anything you want to talk about before we open. And we'll have a discussion. It'll be at the event center. I don't know who our guests and who we'll have there, but I really hope that we can have another 1,000-person get together to have a really good discussion. I'm going to see if Mr. Director Cooper might come down from Mount Rock, our representative. We'll have an update from our principals, our thoughts from them, school issues, questions, but pretty much anything and everything to be discussed. So please spread the word and get a crowd there.
Mayor, I'd like to ask Mickey Franco to come up and give us an update. Mickey's with Island Fiber. Yeah, a lot of you probably know that he is his company is installing light-speed internet in Orange Beach and working on Canal Road now, and how much we appreciate you. Can you give us a little update of where you stand?
Absolutely. First off, thank you all for having me, and thank you all for being here. I've got a few of my support mechanisms over here in the Burke Park that's excited about the service. So first again, we've been working on this project with you guys for almost a year to get this deployed. We are a full fiber network. There is no copper within our system. We've lit up our first few customers in the Burkhart area. Everybody's loving it as of now. We've had no issues, no buffering over multiple devices. One household had over 20 devices hooked up at one time. Another household had, one device that was pulling 26 meg per second just on one 4K TV to get the full quality picture of what they're wanting to see. So the internet and the way you deploy the internet, it has changed. It changed in many areas over time. And we're excited about upgrading this network, deploying this full fiber network within Orange Beach right now. We have completed the construction for conduit in Burt Park, and we are working to move towards Bear Point to begin the construction in that area as well. And as our plan is now, we'll deploy fiber network in Burt Park starting in October, November, and then we'll also be adding crews on 161 to hit Cotton Bayou, Marina Road, Terry Cove, and West Oak Ridge. And then also around that same time as those guys get ticked off, we'll also be on the west side of Canal Road behind the service road there, deploying to Louder Lane and the neighborhoods behind. That's where we are with that. Feel free, anybody has any questions, please ask at any time.
We've talked about this. The city is going to be in an agreement with Island Fiber. This is a huge economic development initiative for the city of Orange Beach. To bring light-speed internet to our residential homes and to the city is a game changer, and this city is in need of it. We've got people all that calls me on a regular basis about all the problems they have with their present internet providers. The answer to that is having fiber, a piece of glass that will be delivered to your house as thick as a piece of sewing thread, but you can get any content forever. How big a demand that you put on it, that little piece of glass will deliver, and it will deliver it very, very fast. You're not going to see the buffering things once they get it to your house. So we're very excited about it. Appreciate Mickey and Island Fiber's team doing this. They're all over. They're in Orange Beach. Mickey is a veteran. He loves what he's doing. He has an excellent track record about installing this network, and so we're excited. City's going to help him stand up additional crews to where he can build out every neighborhood in Orange Beach by December of 2020. And so whatever neighborhood you're in, he's coming eventually. He's, like I said, he's going to work out Burkhart, then he's going to go down and catch Burkhart. That crew will start working back west on Canal Road, catching all the streets and East Orange Beach, and then he'll stand them up in the other locations. So it's an exciting time. We've been working, your telecommunications committee's been working on this since 2012. Yeah, exactly. So it's been a long haul. We've been talking to a bunch of companies. They all wanted to do it. They just never could come to the table and tell us how they were going to do it. He came to the table, had a plan. It's a tremendous plan, and we support that. And so I do want, you've got some people here that you've already connected.
Yes, sir.
So I would like, Tucker, if you would, tell us what's your impression of the new internet service that you have.
Well, we've been thrilled. Internet's faster, more reliable. We got a question. We're talking to someone locally that speaks mostly English. They're super helpful. I mean, you know, we've got questions and we got problems, and we're not calling a call center and just confused.
Yes.
So we've been thrilled with it so far. The few problems we've had have been user error. Mickey or somebody in his office answers or emails us back immediately and gets us going. So we're fortunate, and we can't wait to watch Auburn beat Alabama over Wi-Fi.
Oh, wait.
TMI.
Go about.
Can we come watch it at your house? Because we don't get channel 5.
We got YouTube TV. You can.
We might be disconnecting one.
Thank you, Tucker.
Anyone else that has been connected?
Any other Alabama fans?
Yeah, well, I know.
Tucker's living the dream.
Exactly. The other thing I didn't mention, he has a storefront. It's right there near Southern Rapid Care in that shopping center. And so he's got bricks and mortar here. He's got people that you'll know that you'll call on, and they will come out with any of your problems that you have. And we all have different issues. And most of the time, it's like Tucker, it's all user issues, you know. And it's not only that he's putting it in, not only that he's going to build it and maintain it, but he's there for you to help with you any problem that you have. You buy a new TV, say, how am I going to set it up? They'll help you. And we're excited. Thank you, Mickey.
I'd like to add one more thing, if you don't mind, Mr. Jerry. We're also not just taking it to the individual homes. As we deploy this infrastructure, it's all underground. Nothing's above ground that you're going to run over with or have to worry about a cable that you got to drive over with your lawnmower that's probably been sitting in your neighbor's yard for 7 months. So we're not doing that. Everything is 100% underground. And we're also, in hopes of supporting the growth within the city, we will be running fiber to every lot line in the city as well. So as we deploy the fiber network, and there's a lot available in Bear Point, somebody purchases it, moves in with their kids with a new school, there's not a big 6 month construction schedule to get that person's service signed up. There's already a box and a splitter out by the road to hook that individual lot in. So we're deploying this also to the individual parcels and not just to an actual rental. So just wanted to add that.
Okay, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Just how big a bandwidth are you feeding this area?
You mind if I turn around?
Yeah, you can.
How about that? Our packages are 100 meg, 200 meg, and 300 meg packages. I think the max you can get around this area right now may be 10 to 20 if you're lucky. I've heard some other companies offering other things maybe a little higher than that. But this, thank you very much. This, the bandwidth over fiber, you have equal upload and download speeds. So you're not going to have, I've got a client now, she's in the home photography business, and she says that she's in the Burkhardt area, and says that it takes her a day and a half to upload a photo shoot from her wedding that she shot over the weekend. The videographers with Lindsay Film here that have helped capture and tell our story, they deal with the similar issues as well with the quality content that they put out. And I had a conversation with her this morning. I said, just curious in your mind, where do you think that time would be cut down on? We're fixing to hook her up. We're going to do a testimonial with her. But it's going to go from 24 to 36 hours down to maybe 15 to 30 minutes.
I was talking about the pipe into the area.
Okay. As far as right now, the pipe coming into the area, we have Unity Rep, Ms. Tiffany, that's here. Unity actually approved us as a customer of theirs to provide the service as a separate service to disabled veteran-owned business. We partnered up in this area for the residential fiber. And as far as big as the pipeline that I have coming in the area, is how much do you need? Would be a question. No, I apologize, but we have enough bandwidth that we can give up to 10 gig if we chose.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Super.
And
thank you, Mayor.
Do you ever have plans to come down Beach Road?
We do. Right now, we want to focus on Canal and 161 on the residential side, and we plan to begin the engineering side of that maybe in the summer of next year. Yes.
You said you'd have a Burkhardt, or you're wrapping that up. How long would it
when we get to Bear Point, right now we're averaging 1,000 foot a day with one crew. From the construction side of it and coming back pulling the fiber in and splicing it in the service, I'm going to anticipate I would like to be done from the time that we start on the first road at Bear Point, going around that peninsula. I'm going to give myself 90 days in order to finish that entire area, and I think that's almost 1,200 lots in that area. Yes, ma'am.
Do yourself a favor and go ahead and sign up for it. I'm the one who had all the like 50.
Courtney, you were number one. You were the first.
I was.
First residential house.
I was. And I had all the kids in my house. 20 kids the day after he hooked me up for a birthday party. And it was flawless. Nobody cried. Nobody's game went down. Nobody had to go play Fortnite. All that jazz. So just do it. Go ahead. Sign up. It's amazing. You can get them whenever you need them. It's quick. It's fast. And I'm no techie person, so it's really easy to do.
Thank you.
When I went out to Courtney's, I mean, she had a house full of kids.
Always. More so than just come whenever you
exactly.
want to.
Exactly. And all of them had a device, so I asked them how it was going. They said, this is unbelievable. Now, the other thing was that you'll provide an app.
Yeah.
And the app will show every device in your house that's connected, it'll show what that device is pulling as far as bandwidth. And it also, you have the capability of cutting that device off. So, I told my son, 10 o'clock, you know, you get off the internet and you go to bed. So she pulled up that app, and his device was still on, so she just slides it off and turns it on. And so I asked him, I said, how does, he said, I love the speed. He said, I haven't never been able to gain anything faster. But he said, I don't know about that app. You know, so, it is, they are doing an excellent job at installing it. If you go down Burkhart right now, you would not be able to see. They are on both sides of it. You can't see any trenches. You can't see any evidence that they have been there. So it's just kind of like, it's like it was before anything happened. And so doing a great job. There'll be no pedestals, like Mickey said. Everything is flush with the ground. All the connections, there'll be watertight connections underneath the ground. And so it's a great opportunity. So I am appreciative not only of them, I'm appreciative of everyone up here, the mayor and the council, for supporting this initiative. We've been trying for a long time, and it is going to happen. A lot of people ask me, said, well, 5G is evolving, and that's going to be a really great thing. And I said, yeah, 5G will be. And we're working with the suppliers right now. 5G will be coming to Orange Beach, not anytime soon, but in the near future. 5G will not replace fiber. It will enhance, but it will never replace fiber, because you have things like trees and walls. 5G will be wireless, and I guarantee you, when you go through the trees and the walls, it affects the service. With fiber, you've got it out to your house. You're not going. Very seldom do you go out unless somebody is digging. You know, and so the issue is, you're going to have great reliability. You're going to have light speed internet, and that will open up a whole new world for the way you can watch TV or talk on the phone, do videos or whatever, because you're just not going to see the buffering signal. So. Thank you, Mickey.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anyone else?
Mayor, just one announcement. Obviously, appreciate Jonathan's prayer, and so to Mr. Silvers, we do extend our sympathies to the Silvers family and City of Orange Beach. As we sit in this building, this is one of many examples around us of the buildings that Bill Silvers built. So it's unique how the first campuses came, and I see Dave here as to back on these pictures when the city was first getting started, all the decisions they had to make. So the service will be Thursday. Visitation is 10 to 12 at Christian Life Church, the Island Church on Canal Road. The funeral service will be at noon, and then a graveside immediately to follow. The request is, gentlemen, no ties in honor of Bill. Is that fair? One other I want to mention is former retired assistant library director Patty Underwood. Her service will actually be in September. There'll be a service for her. She passed away last week as well, living here on the beach. So two former employees who really did a good job in building us to where we are, and many, many years of service. So our sympathies to those families.
Also, Jim Collin,
yes,
passed away.
Jim,
yes.
He was a big, tremendous citizen and just an asset to our community, a long-term resident. We'll miss him.
Yeah. His service is Friday at 10 at the
St.
Paul's in Magnolia Springs.
Yeah. Anyone else? All people count?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution awarding bid for used full size SUV, Coastal Resources Department. No bid, so.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on September 3rd.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Moving to new business under miscellaneous. This is an addition. approval of restaurant liquor license, B&E Restaurant, LLC for Sauced, Canal Road, Unit 1.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion.
Exactly where is this Sauced at? I've read it on Canal Road.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's the old Western. I didn't say it came.
It's the old Western Grill.
Oh, the old Western. Okay.
Oh, they're on the corner.
Yeah. Oh, that is real.
Yeah, we're not affiliated with Lester's.
That doesn't guarantee you approval, sir. So let me ask you something. What all are you going to serve other than this is a liquor license? Tell me something about your restaurant.
Yes, sir. We are going to specialize in cold proof pizza. So we got thin and crispy pizza. We're going to make our own cheese. That'll be delicious. And our main focus is healthier alternatives. We got a cauliflower chicken wing, a cauliflower pizza crust for those of you that don't like gluten. Yeah, lots of vegetarian options as well.
Okay.
And we're still doing wings and burgers for the normal crowd. I'm trying to keep my crowd's points down.
It's a different sauce than what I thought of. It's a pizza sauce. It's a marinara. Thank you. I just had to ask.
Probably get the workout sauce.
Thank you, Mayor, for that time.
I thought the same thing about her sauce.
I just had to ask.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution. Resolution approving funds to Orange Beach Education Foundation, $100,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Doing a great job, and I think it'll be a great help us distributing money for school kids' needs.
I'm not going to do this in person. I'm just
going to
give you all these.
You do that, and I'll pass it for you. How about that? Thank you, Ms. Thomas.
Thank you, Laura.
No, you can say all you want.
Say all you want. Go.
Well, and I do have one announcement. I flipped it over.
Thank you. I understand. Thank you.
Ooh, sorry. I'm Laura Thomas, Chairman of the Orange Beach Education Foundation. And I just wanted to say thank you. I wasn't able to be here 2 weeks ago, but we did put together just a representation of what we've been doing for the past few months. And we have been doing a lot, and we have been busy. So we're so excited to be able to continue what we're doing and kick off several different things as we move into the fall. I did want to ask or make you aware of two things. One is the Chamber Shrimp Festival Golf Tournament is September 6th. This is a fundraiser for us. They split the money or the proceeds between the foundations, so CB, Gulf Shores Academic Foundation, and us. So if you like to play golf, want to play golf, don't care anything about golf, but just want to go have a fun afternoon, it's from 1 to 6 on September 6th, and you can sign up on the Chamber website. And then the other thing is that we have our regular monthly meetings on Tuesday, the second Tuesday of the month at 9 o'clock at one of the schools. And so I'm working really hard to make sure all you guys are on the emails. So if you're not getting an email, let me know. But if you want to set aside 1 month or so of time to come and sit with us, we'd love to have your input. So other than that, we're looking forward to doing more. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. We want to appreciate the Chamber for the partnership.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds for Wolf Bay Watershed Watch Stedman Home Youth Fishing Tournament, $500.
Move to adopt a resolution that this be done in memory of Bill Silvers. Take the child fishing.
Second.
Any discussion? And I think, Jeff, you said that was one of his wishes, instead of flowers or money, just to get some money on a kid in a fishing pole, right?
That's exactly right. Take a kid fishing. He was, most of you that know, loved to fish. Loved to fish and encouraged everybody to spend some time with your children and grandchildren taking fishing. So, it's good. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
He was the most patient fisherman I ever met. Resolution awarding the bid for Public Works relocation site clearing and grubbing, blade construction, $80,250.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of UTV Fire Rescue Department. Sourcewell, $15,204.42.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 vehicles for the police department, $101,737.06.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Gunn and Associates accepting the proposed for electrical engineering services for the baseball field lights, RGB sports plates, not to exceed $14,625.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. For those who don't know, this is an upgrade of our baseball stadium for the high school. We're going to move the fences back and expand the field to a college quality baseball field, and we'll be following up with the girls' softball as well. Putting the LED lighting on. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? In addition, resolution about the City of Orange Beach fiscal year 2020 transportation plan to meet the eligibility requirements, HB2, we build out on the gas tax funds.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're going to go to public hearing. Resolution authorizing execution of fiber optic development agreement with Camp Fox. Doing business at Allen Fiber for fiber to the home services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, let's have a public hearing. And, the way this works is this is a unique public hearing here. I'm not sure who will do a presentation. We just had a presentation.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is let's do
in short, Jerry.
Yeah, let's do it this way. We'll make it short.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything to say?
Anybody else?
Okay. Close the public hearing.
We really have to discuss the proposal for what we're doing. Jerry, in short, would you go a little bit in depth? What does this cost in our partnership?
Yes. All right, the agreement that the city is willing to work with Island Fiber is we're going to provide $350,000 up front, and that will help him stand up the additional crews in order to build out Orange Beach within the time frame that we are talking about. So, like I said before, it's an economic development agreement because we know the people that live in Regis, say economic development, that they normally you're going after an industry or a commercial segment or something like that. In Orange Beach, we're going after families that will be moving down here that need high-speed internet in order to work from their home. And so this meets, and we've already got a lot of those right now. It's not only young families, but it's also retirees coming down here to work. And so this, and that's the instance that it's an economic development agreement, is that that's the type of people we want here to locate in Orange Beach, and it adds a lot of value. So especially when you look at what Mickey had said before, he's not only going to bring it down and do it to the existing homes. If there is an empty lot there, there will be a fiber connection at that empty lot. So whenever it sells, the people that will be buying it will have an internet easily installed to the home. And that adds a lot of value. Not only adds a lot of value to the city, but it also adds value to people living here full time. So. It's a great opportunity. I'm glad. Orange Beach is around 6,000 full-time residents. And, you know, when we first started out, we were calling Google, we were calling a lot of the providers and saying, will you come and will you put fiber into Orange Beach? After they stopped laughing, they said, you're only 6,000. We, you know, our minimum is the size of Birmingham before we come in and put it in. So for a city of our size, full-time residents, there's not going to be many that are going to have a fiber-connected internet system provided to at each house, especially with the three speeds of 100 megabytes per second, 200 megabytes per second, and 300 megabytes per second. And if you caught Mickey's comment just a few minutes ago, with fiber, your upload and your download is symmetrical. And it is whatever your speed you've selected. So if you choose 100 megabytes per second, which I'm sure you We'll move a ton of photos and videos and files and all of that. Your upload speed will be 100 megabytes per second, and your download speed will be 100 megabytes per second. The other thing about fiber versus copper, Mediacom and CenturyLink deliver their internet services through copper. Copper, when there's hardly nobody on it, it will deliver the speeds that they are advertising. But you start loading it down with residents and tourists when they come to this town, you'll be lucky if your upload speed is 1 or 2 megabytes per second. They may tell you you're going to get 10 or 12. You'll be lucky to have 1. And your download would probably be maybe 5 or 6. When you get hooked up on fiber, and the more you hook up, the more people that get on that system, the lower and slower it gets. That's why you see the buffering. So on weekends, when everybody's at home, they've got all the devices, you can't stream music, you can't stream videos without seeing that for a period of time, and then it kicks back in. With fiber, there is no diminished signal. You can, like you said, he had one that had 13 devices in that house and was still delivering 100 megabytes per second. That's the beauty of this system. You're going to be impressed. You're going to be wowed. I told him when I left Courtney's house last time, I said I walked out and I realized he wasn't only providing lightning speed internet service, he's providing smiles. And I said, that's what the project is all about. So,
and then you talk a little bit about the second phase
of the agreement will be, I told him the city could really conservatively say that he will probably get 30% of the market share. And even though we say all this and how wonderful it is, some people are just very difficult to change from their existing provider. So for the first 1,200 connects, that he connects, first 1,200 homes that he connects, the city's going to pay him $1,000 per connect, up to 1,200, which is about 30% of the market share. So there will be a surcharge on that in order for a revenue stream coming back to the city to help pay back the investment. But that is the two-phase agreement. I think it's a good agreement for Orange Beach. I think it's a good deal for the full-time residents as we are coming out of our peak season. But it's one of the things that our visitors every year provide you certain things that make your life better here. And this is one of them. Any other questions?
Yeah. And can the city get any kind of grants for this work?
Any kind of grants for the work?
Federal grants or any kind of grants for this work?
No. We have looked at them. We're not rural enough. We're small enough, but we're not rural enough. We need to be out there in the middle of Kansas, you know, to get it together.
You
got to
do it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
You mind if I just comment on that? Just going through the process, and we're also just here in the market, we look to seek out some of those same opportunities. And there are areas that would have that allowed to it, but they're focused on areas without the density, some of the areas that need the economic growth there. So there's a program called the Opportunity Zones that just got posted, and that's a big deal right now. And there's areas all throughout the country that could utilize that type of service, and that's where those funds are being geared towards as of right now.
And the legislature, passed a bill this past session to try to enhance getting internet to the most rural areas of the state. And that is a great initiative. I mean, we support it because there are places in this state, you've probably been to them, we all have been, that they have, it's almost like Green Acres. You got to climb the pole to get a signal and talk to them on the phone. So it's time for the internet services to come to the rural parts of this state. And so I applaud the state of Alabama for putting that as an initiative.
I know there's other grants that were issued to fire departments and police departments and all over the state. I just wanted to please look into that.
It's a good question. I appreciate that. There are grants through the USDA also. We have looked at that also. But So right now, we're not on the radar to be eligible for it, but we'll keep on looking. Yes.
Anyone else want to add or comment? Okay, if not. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again, this is a very good meeting. This is probably requiring a roll call, or this is requiring just
we need a motion?
Go ahead. We'll do a roll call just to make sure.
Councilmember Saunders?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we're moving into the ordinances. First reading, ordinance to amend ordinance number 2019-13-20, restating chapter 42 of the city code to correct an omission relating to small water facilities.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Saunders?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kevin?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Councilmember Saunders?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kevin?
Yes. Ordinance amending chapter 7, article 2. Section 70-22 City Code reduces the speed limit 25 to 15 residential streets, Tiger Brown Avenue, Nine Brown Drive.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Saunders?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, I just wanted to let council know our department sent out letters to all the lot owners on both Tiger Brown and Nana Brown, and we received 6 responses on Tiger Brown in support. 2 were not in support on Tiger Brown, and 1 property owner on Nana Brown was in support, and that's what we received back. We didn't hear from all of the people, but that's what we received back in our office.
Thank you. Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Saunders?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. Okay. We will adjourn this meeting.
First reading for the CDJ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Entertaining motion.
How can I do that same thing on Burkhart? That reduce the speed limit.
We made a request.
So that's all we have to do?
It depends. We'll go to the police department, go down there and evaluate. Nana Brown and Tiger Brown, I don't know if you live in very narrow roads. They don't meet city specs. And it's just a really difficult situation. It's dangerous. But if there's a place where we feel like there's that type of issue, we will reduce it. So if you have other questions, you have to talk to.
I believe the police department has been setting up speed monitor. Because I've noticed that the neighbors have all kinds of signs in their front yards going down.
But you know who's going to get the first ticket, don't you?
Me.
It's going to be your neighbors. It's going to be, it's always that way.
I'll take the ticket as long as we don't get any dead kids.
And then the first thing out of their mouth, but I'm a local.
Boy, I won't play a ticket.
Yeah. But we will. You got that, Chief?
Yes, sir.
You'll evaluate that first car holder area. Yes, sir.
We'll get a stop sign at Bella Lunch and Walker.
We'll go ahead and look at it, yeah.
Because we have traffic that just really passes through it way too fast. That's the only street that doesn't have a stop sign on as you go down there.
We'll look at it, but generally the way we ask is if there's a civic association or a homeowners association, they officially make the request. Because what happens if you make the request, we run out there and put it, and 15 of your neighbors will say, what do you put a stop sign up to? Yeah, if you could do that, that would be appreciated.
Yes. Thank you.
But we will look at it, go ahead and look at it ahead of time if we get that request.
We would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anyone else? We won't have time to open the floor back up here in a minute, but we're going to adjourn this meeting and immediately go to the committee of the whole. We'll fly through that and be out of here. So have a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, call the committee of the whole. for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2019, to order. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Mayor Penny?
Here.
We'll consider previous minutes of the regular council meeting today to hold May 6, 2019, and the work session of 8/12, 2019, and move those forward for review. Moving to new business under Miss Lane, discuss the sole purchase and installation of additional vehicle verticals. Delineators in front of McDonald's.
I believe that's what Kim was discussing today in our workshop.
Yes.
Yes, and there's an aerial. If you don't mind pulling up that aerial. Oh, there it is. It's actually going to go, the yellow line will actually extend a little further to the south. But basically, we've had a number of traffic collisions, and some of these have been really bad. We've had a number of people that have been severely injured at this location. And as much as we want to accommodate that movement with the amount of traffic vehicle collisions we've had there, we have no choice but to request that that driveway be blocked off.
As far as a left-hand turn?
Just for the map, since you're
left
showing
in,
that.
Left out. Both left in, left out.
I think the yellow line is one lane over, am I correct? Because the police still can get out and go south.
Pardon me, I put it in the incorrect location.
Well, make sure.
I apologize. It should be on the dash line. Yeah, I was in a rush when I did that. It will not restrict the police being able to turn left and in and out of their street. Yeah.
So to get into that shopping center, you have to roll around the Cactus Cantina, that entrance there. All right, sounds good. Thank you, Kid. Resolution authorizing the execution of Bill Mason Grant, Alabama Conservation Natural Resources to mitigate marine debris, waterborne trash, $1,314,500.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, sure.
I would like to hear
sure.
about it.
That's huge.
Yeah, this is the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. It's monies from the oil and gas leases out in the Gulf of Mexico. And in this project, we asked for the expansion and enhancement of the city's waterways and shoreline cleanup program. This is going to pay for that program for 5 years, approximately doubling the capacity of what we do today. And you know, right now it's only seasonal, so it will go year round. We're going to implement a new recycling component to help keep all those collected items out of the landfill. And we're going to launch an educational campaign to educate the nearly over 6 million visitors that come here about where your trash goes. Don't leave it on the beach. Don't leave it in the water. Don't let it blow out of your boat. So that's just kind of in a nutshell. If you have any questions.
Thank you, Nicole.
Awesome.
This is, again, a big deal because we never have gotten any great deal. Go make some money, have we, Nicole?
We haven't. This is awarded by the governor directly.
Yeah, this is great. This is we have a great relationship.
So, Nicole, this allows us to add resources as far as it can go, all of that debris.
Right.
That.
This pays for the staff, the boat, the maintenance, everything taken care of.
And it's 100%. And I understand it's a 5-year grant.
A 5-year commitment. And you, as you can see, they're going to give us the money as soon as this contract is signed, half the money up front. And as soon as we spend that, we give them a report, the rest of the money.
Commander Jeffries has been.
Yes.
Well,
I thought Hacker was his good salary. I mean, what's that?
Well, thank you for that credit because we haven't paid him for that for the last 6 years. So this will be nice for us to make, help us with gas oil money. But thank you, buddy. And y'all do a great job. Resolution authorizing the execution of task order Davis, architects. Professional Architecture Engineering Service for the new Adult Fitness Center, $236,000. We'll read the next three. And then with Davis Architects for our baseball softball field renovations of $109,000. And for our new field house and practice facility for Long Beach High School, $356,288,000. Mm-hmm. So a lot of construction, a lot of amenities coming. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Resolution authorizing the franchise of Gulf Logistics doing business as Gulf Limousine to operate limousine service in the city limits, police jurisdiction of Orange Beach. Ordinances set a public hearing date for Cotton Bayou Cottages, the Bluffs of Orange Beach, and Robinson Grove PUDs for 9/17/2019. Public hearing for Public Works. for public property, September 3rd, 19, Wilkins Sound, September 3rd, 19, and Hammock Dune PUDs, Phase 2, September 3rd, 2019. Are you good with that?
Sir.
Okay. That's all. So anybody, before we close up? Yes, ma'am.
I missed the last meeting, but where do you stand on the CBD moratorium? What's going on with that?
We made a motion for the first reading tonight, reviewing the ordinance, and we will hopefully vote on it in 2 weeks when we go from there.
And a draft should be available online.
The draft online in the morning.
If you go on our website and find this agenda tomorrow morning, I'll make sure we attach the addition plus the draft.
Thank you.
The ordinance essentially says their product have to be stamped and labeled, lab tested with an independent lab. They have to, essentially it's the anti-head shop ordinance. Can't sell any kind of drug paraphernalia, only t-shirt for marijuana leaves, all that kind of nonsense. But CBD oil, we'll make that decision in 2 weeks. Okay, anybody else? Yes?
I wanted to ask about something.
Please. Come on. Take your time.
Millie Ross, Avenue D, Orange Beach. Many years ago, I went to a public meeting, a planning meeting, about a boat launch at the vacant property to the east of the Kareem. And it just seemed ideal to me. Easy access to the ocean and where people want to be. So I just wonder if we could get, I'd love to see that come to fruition, and wondered if we could get it back on the table. And I meant to thank all of y'all for everything you did for all of us.
It is state park property, Department of Conservation controls it. The governor essentially has to sign off on it. There's been no stomach for it at any time lately. We've asked about it pretty much on an annual basis. At one time, we had even talked about paying for it, had one designed, it was killed. And we still ask on a regular basis.
We're still trying.
It's not off our wish list. Let's just say that.
It just seems perfect.
Well, it is perfect. It is. And it's common sense. Mm-hmm. There you go. That tells you why it's not good.
We don't have the...
That's why it stops.
Yeah, that's why. Well, can we give him a stomach for it?
Ma'am?
Can we give him the governor's stomach to put this back on?
Well, we try. I mean, I've done this so long now, I've realized... I know we banged my head on the wall so many times, I'm unconscious.
I don't know, petition or anything?
Sure.
Oh, anything.
Yeah, sure.
Community?
Call your elected outside of the Orange Beach City. You have a delegation.
Okay.
And you have a representative that represents this area.
Millis, grassroots makes a far greater difference than
that's
my
why I can't yes.
Right. Now, the grassroots there's makes all the difference in the world.
I don't even have a vote. Yeah. I have better. I have a friend with a vote.
But Chris Blankenship is the director of the Department of Conservation Natural Resources.
Okay.
Chris is a local guy.
Okay.
I have talked to him several times. He thinks the beach mouse is going to be an issue that will block us. But I believe if they got enough letters or enough of a petition that's signed or whatever, I believe at least that they would look at it again. I think we could get around that issue.
Well, I would think the beach mouse is not just right there, you know.
Right.
It hadn't stopped building other places.
That's right.
So that's true.
But it's a mythical creature.
We got
I've never seen one. I was like, I wish I'd bring one here. I never know what it looks like.
They're cute.
They've been years.
But with somebody, I'm Ono with a buddy with the then governor.
Yeah.
Michael, why don't you say that? Stand up and say that.
But that was. I'll tell you, people went to the ride of the governor and stopped it. Now, what I would suggest to you, I'd call Joe Bonner, who is chief of staff of the governor. And the governor, I understand, is going to be in Pavita Beach tomorrow. And you could just happen to be over there.
Isn't that governor with one more thing?
Well, that's
it. I'll take Alan with you.
Let me add to that story, because that went one step further. The governor probably deferred it to the county commission, and our county commission killed it.
I remember we had a big meeting at the senior center.
Yes.
Has it been like 10 years? I mean,
But we have passed multiple resolutions and sent them over, telling them, giving them the facts of how desperately we need another boat launch.
We probably had 2,000 boats on the World Memorial Day around the island, and we counted 900 plus just at our three islands. They didn't count everything else in the water. It was unbelievable.
We're so lucky to have the access anyway. You know, 30A, all that area, you can't get on the water. There's nowhere.
So we're lucky to have it. Big hills. We really would be.
It should be. I think so.
Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you considered taking a stand for or against the toll on the new Mobile Bay Bridge?
Not me. there is no way to take a stand on that one.
No.
Not for
that's
us.
That's too far-reaching in my mind. I wouldn't take that. There's already folks that it directly impacts in Daphne and Eastern Shore and some areas of Baldwin County. Myself, I'm not going to take a stance on that. We're working very closely with things that we need from ALDOT down here. And so I'm not going to compromise that.
We get wised up,
haven't we? Well,
I figured it out finally. It showed up when everybody.
I personally disagree with it.
I tell them, I'm out of conscience. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Well, it is a unique situation, though. It's going to be very hard to ever get that built without a toll.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether it's
$6.
And I know. But there's a reduction for those who use it some kind of a real time. But I don't know. But shut up. It's kind of a little insane. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I have another question. That property on the north side of the Beach Express Bridge, that there's going to be some
clarity.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Oh, my. It's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah, they couldn't make it work. So we have other suitors that are knocking on the door, but it's a very unique project that requires a very unique form of financing that requires that whoever's developing had a lot of cash up front. And most of them, and I'm probably not telling you anything I don't know, but in the development world, they pride themselves on using other people's money. Well, this is going to require somebody to use some of their money or somebody's cash. So it's going to take the right developer to make it work.
What happened with the Texan and the Bama Bay?
Yeah, that went away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're like I said, we're entertaining other suitors. But technically, they still have some time, but I don't see that.
If there is a beach mouse, I bet it's there.
Carried by hearing.
Yeah. Mayor, we forgot to note that the art gallery is open this Saturday.
Uh-oh.
From 9 to 3. Oh, is that what
you're talking about? Exactly. One of the things, we could promote golf cart races.
Oh, no.
As Council Lady Mitchell just announced, we do have a special event at the Art Center this Saturday. It'll be open from 9 until 3. There'll be lots of free demonstrations. There'll be performing artists there. You can be hands-on, and the Friends of the Art will be there taking applications for anyone that'd like to join us. We'd love to have all of you there. Come out and see us. We'd love to have this. Will be something new for the Art Center being open on the Saturday.
Yes. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
We do, I believe, have in-house a plan for that boat launch.
Oh, yes. I have all the files ready to go when we're ready. Our history drawings, I have videos.
We're going to get one that's 30 miles away.
Yes.
That's
yes,
right.
No,
and no
way. Yeah. No way. It's a 2 day. You just want to get out, want to get back.
Wasn't there a discussion to have one on Wolf Bay or something? I mean, off of Canal Road or something?
There's one to be built right next to the toll bridge. Mm-hmm. The check has not made its way to the county commission. And at that point, the county commission and city of Orange Beach will sit down and look at that property and try to come up with a boat launch that makes sense for the traffic pattern, potential development on the other side. That's probably one of the narrowest points and busiest points of the canal. So it's a difficult place, but we think that there is some size boat launch that will fit there that makes sense. So hopefully that's going to happen. But to go from there to there, there you go. They over there. But we still look at just part of the mouth. So
sure.
We need it on the north side too.
Right. But the county did get the Go Mesa funding, I believe, on that. So they have the money. So that was a big step. Again, Go Mesa money is hard to come by. So that's the challenge with that.
I think they got the money, but I still think there's legal issues on ownership of the property. It's always so.
I call it attachments.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm John May from Bear Point. I was in here a week ago, I think it was, and asked the city council to help me promote a Optimist International Club in Orange Beach. And I want to thank the council for their support and let everybody know we're having a meeting tomorrow night at the Barefoot Bar at 6:30. If you're interested in joining the Optimist Club, we have a gentleman from Optimist International who will be speaking to us.
Good. How many other towns start an Optimist Club at Barefoot Bar?
they're very optimistic.
We have to put that out on social media.
Well, if we don't start one, we can always go next week and get drunk.
Or if that doesn't work out, if that doesn't work out a little bit later on, you can go down to Sauced.
Yeah. My son's only enjoyed that place.
Exactly.
Anything else? Anything
Mayor, I wanted to quickly report to you and the council that in your after-school programs, you have 282 students in Expect Excellence and 76 in Camp Sunshine. And I'm not a math guy, but that puts us at 358 students in your after-school programs. That's huge.
That's huge.
Great vision.
That
and
is huge.
Even in Expect Excellence, we, as to our growth we did last year, just in EE alone, we will probably be at 350 in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we're expanding to 7th through 10th as well.
Oh, wow.
So, for tutoring. And we're starting our ACT prep classes.
Yes.
So
those started last night and had a great turnout for that. We have started including 7th through 10th for all of our tutoring as well as our enrichment and academics classes.
So, the two portals were absolutely necessary. We'll thank you for that. Anything else?
One more question. Do you have any summertime sports programs for the kids?
We have something every minute of the day, every week. There's nothing your kid wants to do that we don't have. And I'm not exaggerating. Golf, tennis, cooking, culinary classes. We've got football, basketball, baseball. Sailing,
archery,
you name it, our kids.
Sailing.
We do it all.
The reason I'm asking is Optimist International sponsors sports programs. So I just wondered, if you didn't have something, if something else would get started.
Sure, we'll take anything you want to give.
You come to the round training.
I will tell you that one of the things that we probably could use. If the club forms and you do begin to look at programs like that, Chris Litton's sitting right here, they do a lot of shooting sports, and that's one of our more expensive costs because of the ammunition. So that's an example of training the kids with the weapons, and they start with that. So that's something that goes on in the summer as well, and it's been very productive.
How about the golf program?
We have a lot of that. We don't have a lot of expense other than the staff. So
we have an LPGA program that's teaching expand upon that, John. You know better than that.
Yes, sir. We have a girls' junior LPGA program as well, and she is Ann Gaeta. She's been voted Golf Digest best instructor in your state, and she's also starting a boys' program as well. We've applied for a few different grants of getting additional equipment for our students as well. But we have about 25 to 30 girls in our first few months of our junior LPGA program.
The Optimist Club offers a junior Optimist tournament for a national deal, and it's held at the golf course in Florida. And it's very inexpensive, and it's a good program if you're interested.
We're interested in partnering with anything that we can make more opportunities for our children.
This is very good, and it's very, very inexpensive. If I remember correctly, it runs just about $100, $150 per adult.
Great. Do they get to meet Mr. Trump, too?
No, I can't say. I know there's a lot of good golf there.
Thank you.
Well, we've said this many times, but our mantra is you find a kid's passion early in life, you won't be looking for them later in life, or late at night. So that's our goal, to find every kid's passion early.
Yeah, we want to get every kid with their leaders in the community, and the best way to do that is get them early and teach them how to lead.
I agree. Anyone else? All right, then take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Sorry, wait.